This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 13. Unlikely Heroes. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 6. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza, and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep, nor cattle, nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them or their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians, and I delivered you from the hand of all of your oppressors. I drove them out before you and gave you their land. I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live.' But you have not listened to me." The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" In this story, Gideon goes on to become a successful military leader. But that's surprising when we consider how the story begins. The angel of the Lord greets Gideon with these words, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." But where is Gideon when the angel greets him? Polishing his armor? Mustering the troops? No, he's threshing grain in a winepress, hiding out from the marauding Midianites, who are a constant threat to the Israelites at that time. So Gideon isn't acting like a mighty warrior, but more like a coward. Repeatedly, we see Gideon as timid and uncertain, but we shouldn't be too hard on him. His anxiety and hesitation simply highlight the fact that God is setting him up with impossible odds. By using Gideon and just a small army, even though many thousands of soldiers were available, God is teaching his people that the battle belongs to the Lord. When Gideon and his men finally enter the Midianite camp at night, smashing clay jars, carrying torches, and blowing trumpets, God himself routs the enemies of Israel. Weak men and fragile jars point to the coming of the Lord and Savior as a helpless human baby. The battle belongs to the Lord. Pray with me. By ourselves, we are like clay jars, Lord. And only in you, Jesus, can we become mighty warriors of your kingdom. Frail though we are, please use us for the coming of your kingdom and your glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.